If you think security at international airports is already a hassle, this is what the future looks like. The Federal Transport Minister was among the first to give the new full-body scanners a try.
This is the alarm, and we press three, and it's not as awkward.
Right. We make no apologies for doing what we can to make security our number one priority.
Recently, body scanners in the US were modified so they were no longer able to capture images of passengers' genitals. Anthony Albanese says people here have nothing to worry about.
The person and any of the features which they may have cannot be identified.
Either way, privacy groups don't like it.
These scanners are going to create, at some point, before you get to a stick figure, a genuine naked image of a person.
There's also been concern the scanners could be a health risk because they expose passengers to radiation.
10,000 times through this system is equivalent to one mobile phone call.
During the trial stages, they'll only be used when passengers set off metal detectors. They'll then be given the option of a scan or a pat-down by security staff. But once fully rolled out, some passengers could be forced into taking a scan.
Well, I think it would be less invasive than like a full-body pat-down, for sure.
It may be an inconvenience, but I think it's a good idea.
The scanners will be trialled at Sydney Airport from tomorrow for almost 3 weeks. Then it's Melbourne's turn next month before a planned national rollout. The trial will cost taxpayers $6 million.
The government says it's a small price to pay to increase passenger safety. Simon Pallon, ABC News, Sydney.